Hey guys, and welcome to a very late episode of the Cracked Brain Podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, just a couple of quick things. First of all, I personally wanted to go and thank everyone that has been watching our YouTube videos. We've been seeing those numbers go up in the very recent future, and I can't tell you how encouraging that is for us. Seems like you guys have really been liking our Halo stuff, so good thing is we still have quite a few more videos to go, and we've continued to make plans. So again, really love the fact that you guys are enjoying them. If you haven't watched them, feel free to go and stop by our YouTube channel. Just go over to youtube.com/c/thecrackedbrain and you'll find us. Give us a subscribe, check out that little notification bell, and look forward to the next video that we have going. And then outside of that, I wanted to go and make sure everyone knew, whether you're a Utah native or not, there's actually going to be a very special event going on early next month, and it's called Utah Remote Con. So many people really miss going over to different conventions, whether they were FanX or San Diego Comic-Con or whatever have you, that we didn't get to go to this last year. Well, some great friends of ours over at Stolen Droids Media, they're doing what they can to basically be able to give us that same con experience just from your own home. So that event is going to be taking place September 7th through the 12th. You're going to find a lot of their personalities coming from different podcasts. You've got movies that make us. You've got Cupcakes and Cutscenes. You've got Stolen Droids podcast. Just so many great individuals over there that they're going to be hosting panels and just trying to make a really fun event. We over at Cracked Brain have submitted a couple of panels, so hopefully in the near future we'll be able to go and talk about those. We're still kind of hammering out details if they're going to happen, but yeah, we'd really love for you guys to go and check them out. The great thing with this con is it is absolutely free. You're not going to have to pay anything to be able to watch any of the panels or to be able to join in at all. But there is a donation portion, and it's not to Stolen Droids Media or anything like that. It's actually to something that I really love from the bottom of my heart. They're actually donating any proceeds received to the American Cancer Society. I have done my own work with the American Cancer Society ever since I was about 11 years old, with doing small neighborhood carnivals and even anti-smoking videos and whatnot over in high school. So it's very, very important to me to have people in, like, for people that really know what's going on and how I feel about it. So I'd love for you all to be able to go and attend. Of course, it's something where I realize everyone's a little bit busy, so you might not be able to, but you know, we'll always try to go and do what we can. We want as many people to go and have fun as possible, so hope that you guys can go and clear that out. Again, it's Utah Remote Con, and that's going to be September 7th through the 12th. All right, that about does it for all of our announcements. With this episode, you've got Brandon, you've got Ethan, you've got Ray, and then Caden makes a quick appearance later on. I'm not in this one. I had some stuff going on. So hope you guys really enjoy this particular podcast. Like I said, it's a little bit different, when oh, Team Dad is not around. The rest of the team definitely has a different feel. So, again, it's a really fun episode. And who knows, you might learn a little something. So, here we go with episode 184 of the Cracked Brain Podcast.
What's happening, guys? We are on episode 184 of the Cracked Brain Podcast. I'm your host today, Brandon. Join me, we've got
Ray, part of the podcast, the Cracked Brain crew.
All right, and who else we got?
Has it, though?
Well, we've got Ethan, if he will say anything. Yeah. I guess he's a little audio shy or mic shy, whatever we want to call it.
Oh, man, it's been a while.
It hasn't been a while. I think the last time us three were on the podcast together was March?
I think we did one during the summer.
I was going to say, I don't know if I've been on one with you since then, so... It's definitely been a while, so... And also, it had been a while since you guys have been on videos, but you were on a Halo video this past week, mm-hmm. and then you'll be on another one this upcoming week.
Yep.
Which, is Halo multiplayer, and I did just upload... the infection one, and I do have to say, Ray, you are a maniac in it. You are. You seriously are, and I can't stop laughing when I was going through it. Of course, no one, you know, spoiler alert, there was someone that we just couldn't freaking kill, but that was so much joy, and I miss doing it. I know we gotta do some more multiplayer with you two.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully... I've got a 2-week break right now from school, and then next semester starts, and hopefully this next semester won't be as time-consuming as it was the last two, so that I can at least contribute some.
Who knew that staying at home could be so busy?
I know, right?
Right? I know, it's like, that's the thing, though, is the freedom is your sanity. If it's, all in there with, what was it? Yeah, with work, you know, work and school, what else are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot more draining than you think, like, just being more at home. Man, it just feels like you never get a break.
It's that isolation sickness. Mm-hmm. It gets so bad.
Well, yeah, but so some of the things that have been going on like this past week was the TikTok ban coming through. I know Ray, you had some good input on that.
Yeah, it's kind of insane. I'm always a late bloomer to stuff, and TikTok is one of those, and I've actually found quite a lot of content creators on there that I absolutely enjoy and want to continue to follow. And then when I heard about the TikTok ban on Thursday, Trump was saying that in an executive order that basically, TikTok is going to be banned in 45 days because it's for national security reasons, but that included WeChat, which is a Chinese, just basically chatting app like Messenger, but it's owned by Tencent, which owns a ridiculous amount of games, especially it owns 100% of Riot Games, which includes League of Legends and Valorant, which I'm a big Valorant player. And the whole gaming community was freaking out because they thought that it was going to fall into the games as well as WeChat and TikTok. But... one of the people on the executive order were basically saying that no, it's just going to be WeChat and TikTok, but still, it really sucks that they're trying to get rid of TikTok because I understand it is for security reasons, and actually, that's a big reason why I didn't even start playing Pokemon Go for the first, like, 2 years that it was out, because I thought it had, like, you know, just security issues, but I finally gave in, and then same thing with TikTok, I finally, like, downloaded TikTok, and it's really amazing, it's a different type of entertainment that you could just instantly get, but it's not like you gotta go watch like a show on YouTube or Netflix and it's over, then you have to go find something. No, on this app you can quickly just swipe to find something and you can find a favorite artist, animator, whatever you want. I've also found a lot of D&D TikTokers on there that are hilarious, but I think it's quite addicting, and I don't think Trump likes it that there's so many people on TikTok that make fun of him on there. I mean, it's a site.
Well, let's say there's everyone makes fun of him on every platform.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true.
Well, I gotta say, like, TikTok, I heard, too, that also Fortnite was on that list of games, too, right?
Yeah, that would be...
Yeah, and then a lot of people are still freaking out, so, you know, that game center has a lot of cap, and I've never been on TikTok. I've probably seen a couple of things. I haven't really experienced the app, and I'm kind of afraid, you know, to get in another addiction with another social media app. But, you know, it's a huge influence, because I know, like, several people here in Utah that have, like, well over 200,000 followers.
Yeah, it's kind of insane how you can just make, like, become some sort of, recognizable person on the app. And especially with cosplayers, it's become a big app for a lot of people to get seen and get their brand out there. And that's another scary thing. Because a lot of people have gotten their following and everything on the app, and it's basically another avenue for people to be recognized and to expand themselves, but it's going to be terrible for those who have made something on the app and they don't really know where to go. Instagram is trying to make a TikTok like they did with Snapchat, and also, like, they're making it to where if you break the whole TikTok ban or try to get around the executive order, they're actually including a $300,000 fine. I think it's after the 45 days.
$300,000?
$300,000.
Wow.
That was the most recent thing I've read on it.
Well, never mind my idea on VPNs.
I know. That's what a lot of people were thinking about trying to get around it. With the huge rise in VPNs and how much cheaper they're getting.
Well, that's the thing is... caught. It used to be that, you know, VPNs were, like, the IT nerd thing to do. No one used to really do them. And then they're like, oh, let's just make a public platform where, you know, people click one button and everything's done for them. Such a smart idea, but, man, has it caused a lot of issues. Like, Netflix will completely ban you now because they actually watch for that. And if you really just jump from, like, being in America to Europe one day, and then back to America, and then over to China, and then back to here. Like, they'll ban you real quick. Holy it actually shit. Causes a lot of issues for people who travel.
Okay, well, we do have a latecomer now, Caden. Hi, Caden.
Oh, hey, Caden. Yeah,
I've always been a late bloomer. We all know this.
Yeah. Okay, but yo, so with the whole VPN thing, I had this one delivery driver, and he would sit and talk that he was going to get a VPN and just surf the dark web, and this guy already had, you know, gave me the creeps.
That's not how it works.
The whole fact that I know, but this is how he was going. He's like, yeah, I'm going to get a VPN, and then I can just cruise the dark web, and I was like, you're creepy already, man.
Gotta love people
like, steal your kidney.
I don't know what he was trying to do. He's just like, I just want to see what's on there and everything and find my info. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to ever see you again. It was scary.
Man, it was...
The impression of what VPNers look like.
But let's just say, you know, how about you two explain for the people, you know, not me, that, like, other people that just don't know what a VPN is.
So, I mean, it's pretty simple. All it basically does is it takes all of the internet traffic from your computer, your device. So anything you look up, anything you do, watch, you know, videos, go on YouTube, Netflix, you know, just browse the internet generally. It sends that to another computer in another country, and then that computer does the search for you. So basically it looks like that computer's doing all the searching, so it gets you, you know, what that search would be for like some country in Europe or some country over in Asia or Russia or Australia, wherever you go to.
So it's like spoofing a phone or cloning a phone, right?
Yeah, kind of the same idea. It just makes it look like something else is doing the search for you.
It's just a tunnel.
Yeah, that's all it does.
It just, I don't know, I like that whole thing, I just don't understand. Like, I heard it, I was like going, yeah, but like, can't you get in trouble for that type of thing?
You can't get in trouble for it unless you're trying to do something illegal, or if you're trying to do something where, you know, you're trying to use Netflix in another country and they specifically don't allow that because, you know, some content, they're not allowed to show to U.S. customers. But other than that, there's really nothing illegal about it to have another country do your searching for you. It's, you know, it's simple because you could do stuff like find the European version of a website just by typing in .eu instead of .com. The only time it really comes into effect is countries like China where they block a lot of their content or change their content. So in China, using VPN services generally isn't allowed. But a lot of people will circumvent that anyway, because China blocks a lot of websites. You're not allowed to go to them at all. It's about the only time it really comes into effect. The U.S. isn't really stringent on that at all.
Well, does it also, like, a privacy feature, too? Like, helps you be more private?
Somewhat. So, unless you have an encrypted VPN, which... there are a lot more that have this now, but generally it doesn't block anything from your internet provider, from them seeing your traffic, because in that VPN, it'll also show what you're searching for, generally. So they can still see what you're looking for. It's more just a way to see things from another country's internet searching. That's generally what it is. But yeah, you definitely can get security with them. A lot of the services you can pay for or use that are VPN services do have encryption, but usually that's a paid feature you have to get.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, for me, I just haven't seen the thing for it yet. You know, I'm not a TikTok user, so I don't need to try and hide where I'm getting from. And you know, if it's essentially banned in the U.S., it will... I guess, like, you know, you can't update it because it will be removed from, like, the Google Play Store and Apple Store, right?
Yeah, basically, they'll just have it to where there won't be any more updates for it, and it just won't be functionable.
Just like when your parents have been using their phone and they haven't updated their apps in 3 years, and then they start wondering why they can't log on to Facebook anymore.
Or they have like 6,000 Chrome windows up, or any application up. God. I hate that so much.
I had that happen with my grandma.
Why is my phone being slow? Because you have like 13 tabs on Google Chrome open, just sitting in the background. Close your fucking.
Well, at
tabs.
Least they're using Google Chrome, and not, you know, Internet Explorer.
Or they're on Apple and using Safari, and then that just drives me nuts.
I'm sorry, I hate Apple users so much.
Look at us.
We use Apple. I'm so elitist.
Fuck off. I'm not elitist. That's literally my... I just like the interface more.
The only time Apple is better is on tablet devices, because Android just doesn't have a good tablet interface. That's it. And anybody can compete with me on that? Anybody can compete with me on that?
Well, I'll have to try it. I've never used the Apple tablet.
Yeah, the tablets are honestly just the best because there's all the Android stuff just doesn't compete. Like, even the highest end Samsung ones are basically just a blown up phone. Yeah. That and a lot of the the issue is a lot of those Android tablets aren't meant to be on tablets, or the apps aren't meant to be on tablets. So it causes
everything looks weird.
Yeah, it causes issue with the sizing. Whereas on Apple, a lot of the developers also make Android or also make tablet versions as well. So it kind of gets a little bit better of an experience, but you know, Android definitely could do a lot better, but it would cause the entire community to do a change into tablets. Just something you don't see it.
Like dish tablets, or I'm sorry, I kind of spaced out there for a second.
What's up?
What?
Dish tablets, is that what we're talking about now?
Like dish tablets?
Like Tide or
no, we're not talking about dishwasher tablets where you put in. Are we back to like ingesting tablets again?
Please don't remind me that was a thing.
You know, funny thing.
Oh no, those are Tide Pods. That was Tide Pods.
Funny thing. So you remember how you were telling us about how dishwashers actually work and the dishes have to be dirty?
Well, a little bit dirty, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I ran into this the other day. I was telling my, you know, parents, I was like, you know, you cleaning your dishes and scrubbing them beforehand is not helping you clean at all because it doesn't activate the soap. And they're like, no way, that can't be a thing. And I was like, just listen, just put dirty dishes in next time. Just rinse them. That's about it. Put them in.
Yeah.
And, you know, run it. They came back to me so goddamn happy. They're like, I wish I had known this years ago. I have been scrubbing dishes by hand every time trying to make sure they get clean. They always come out with soap scum, and they're always just, like, covered in stuff, and they never really get clean. I was like, yeah, you can thank my buddy Brandon for that.
Yeah, well, like, still, you know, rinse them, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't have to scrub them before. You just have to, you know, rinse them off and have a bit of food or something on it. But yeah, you don't need to pre-wash them.
Yeah. House cleaning like facts with other, Brandon.
Yeah. Like, well, one of the other big tests with dishwashers is frozen pizzas. Frozen pizzas. So I don't know if I've talked about that. But yeah, you put it in a frozen pizza just in the dishwasher, and if it's completely gone, you know, it's just rating on how much is gone after a cycle.
I've never
heard did you that. Also tell tell your parents also don't use the normal setting too. That's only there to get that EPA rating.
Yeah, no, always the heavy wash.
Yeah,
I use AccuSense because I have a really old dishwasher that has that.
How old is it?
It's white. That's how old it is.
Do you know how many white dishwashers I sold at my last job?
I was gonna say.
I mean,
quite a bit. It was stainless steel, then white, then black. It was more like stainless steel, panel ready, white, black.
No, here's the real question: is it white or is it like kind of yellow?
That one.
Oh, like a beige? It's no. Like, those are like special orders.
If you moved into an apartment in like downtown Salt Lake or Mill Creek that's been there for a really long time that no one does upkeep on, it's that kind of dishwasher.
So it's a cheap amount of dishwasher.
Actually, yeah, I think that's exactly what it is.
See, I find that funny because a lot of those dishwashers are like, you know, not really that old if you think about it. I remember houses back in Maine, you had to buy your own dishwasher if you wanted one. There just wasn't one. Because it's just like, oh, these houses are from, like, the fucking 17th century, so good luck.
I didn't know you lived in a fantasy land.
That doesn't oh, yeah.
No, sense. We've talked about place. It, you know. I was it's summertime. Have you had any Otter Pops yet, Ethan?
Nope. Not a single one.
God.
I have a bunch of my freezer.
I'm gonna have to come drop a case
them.
Off.
I'm not a popsicle man.
That could go so many
like,
different ways.
One of these restaurants from Bountiful, that's in danger of shutting down for the COVID, is called Pace's Darianne. And one of the best things they have is their Pace bars. And
Pace
I heard that
bar?
They might be they're Pace bars. Yeah, so it's like a big old popsicle, and it's the tastiest thing on the planet. So I went and bought like 30 of them because I heard that they're getting close to shutting down, and I was like, this is what I ate all the time as a kid. And they're like 40 cents each. So I bought a bunch, and I've been eating like 4 a day. And it's like the best thing on the planet.
so you're gaining
you'll
weight
have to
like
go try that.
Of us.
You know what? I'm a like one like this new job. I'm afraid that I'm going to be gaining weight because I'm not like moving around, and like the heaviest thing I'm lifting is like only 70 pounds. So I'm a little afraid that I'm going to be gaining weight with this job.
You know,
because I'm just driving around.
It was really funny because when I was working at just like this job that I'm currently at, but going into the office, I at least, you know, got up, drove to work, I would go to lunch, kind of, you know, walk around a little bit. Now I just sit at my desk all day. The only times I get up is if I'm going to the fridge, going to the bathroom, or going to lay down. Those are just it. That's it. I do not get up from my desk. I have gained so much weight from all of this. It's ridiculous.
Well, you're already tiny.
Yeah, you're probably still sub 200, but let's tone it down there.
Yeah, I'm up to like 200 pounds now. It's great. From 160. Yeah.
I feel so bad for you.
Let's get you one of those exercise ball chairs. That'll tone you up a little bit, right?
That sounds like a horrible idea. I'd rather not. I'd rather gain the weight.
Yeah, let's do that.
You just bounce. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, that would drive me nuts.
He'd end up going into his ceiling.
Well, you don't have to bounce that hard, you know.
I would fall once and destroy the ball.
They're bigger.
Pretty
they're, like,
bony,
they're
so
they
you
don't
probably
dis-
stab it
get
a little bit.
No, they don't get destroyed that easily, okay?
No.
I had one when I worked at the lab. Well, we had one upstairs. We didn't have one actually in the lab because they wouldn't have allowed that. But when we were...
Why, because you would have kicked it and hit all the bottles over?
I mean, yeah, OSHA is a thing, but the lab had just those really, like, expensive, like, almost $2,000 ergonomic, like, high chairs or whatever, but upstairs, when we were put in maternal screening stuff, so I'd, you know, take results from maternal testing from, like, fluid, whatnot, I can't remember the term, and, like, test kids, like, babies for, like, autism and stuff like that. And when we do data entry, there was this little exercise ball, had a little bit of sand in it. We never got work done. We just played on the ball. We just would bounce and, like, see how far we could roll on it without touching the ground.
Well, too bad there weren't two of them, because you guys probably would have run into each other with them.
Oh, that space
I could see
was
it.
Not big
God,
enough.
I could so see that.
The space was not big enough. We did have Nerf guns up there, though. That was fun.
Oh, it was so cool. The first day I got into my job that I'm working now, they just started pulling out Nerf guns and having a Nerf war in the middle of it. I was like, I love this place. This is great.
Well, were you... Have you gotten a Nerf gun so you can join in on the battle? Well, when... For
oh,
next
no.
Time?
They're work supplied. There's plenty of Nerf guns.
Yeah. Oh, they're works. But there's supplied? Always that person
yep.
who buys them and who's like, I don't want to use this. And they go out and buy the biggest thing ever that costs like $200 and then they feel like a badass. I have a lot of those at my work.
Oh, no. He'd hate that because if, you know, somebody like that did that at my office, I'd be like, cool. Good to know. And then I would buy a bunch of them and mod them so that way they'd be way overpowered. And I'd basically just sit at one end of the office and snipe the rest of them.
Yeah, I work with a bunch of, like, old military guys. It's,
I work with a bunch of car salesmen. So, I work in IT. Yet everybody I had to make contact with in the office was the marketing division. The rest of my IT workers were all remote, and for some reason they decided to stick me in an office instead of making me remote. I don't understand it. And the weird part is, it's not like the rest of my coworkers couldn't work in the office, because they're all in Utah too. They're all just inside Salt Lake City, like inside the Valley area. Yet, they're like, nope, we're going to put you in the office, but the rest of them can work from home and not have to deal with the marketing people. It's so great.
I mean, have you looked at you recently?
No, not really. It's depressing.
You're charismatic. Are you wearing... good looking. Of course people want you in front of people.
They had me answering their goddamn questions all day, and I'm like, this is general knowledge. Like, you should know this.
I mean, you're also the new guy, so get good.
I hate being the FNG. I hate it so much.
Fresh meat.
It took me a second to figure out what that meant.
It means the fucking new guy. I'm just going to
say freaking new guy.
Yeah.
It took me... I with Carly, she does all those, like, letter word things, and I'm like, what? Acronyms? What is this? And, yes, acronyms. And I'm like, what? And then, like, she... I can't remember what it was, but, like, the first word had two letters in the thing, and I, like, didn't understand why. It was... Oh, if I could remember what word it was.
See, I only know military acronyms and gaming acronyms. Anything else outside of that? Good luck.
Do you know Dilligaff, Brandon?
What the fuck is Dilligaff?
Any guesses? What? Any guesses this before is, I give it out? Dilligaff.
I don't even want to.
Any guesses? Right.
I feel like it's something TikTok, dirty.
You should know this.
Hold on. Will you type it out first? So get on the our team chat on Discord and just type it so I can look at it. Okay.
Okay.
That's all I want to know. Okay. I see you typing.
Dilligaff.
What?
D-I-L-L-I-G-A-F.
That's like a whole paragraph.
It's a sentence. A paragraph. It's a sentence. But it's on TikTok, so if Ray's on TikTok, she should know this. However, it is kind of
I was
older.
Just waiting for guesses.
Okay, so you do know what it is.
Of course I know what that is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Dilligaff.
Damn, I Dilligaff. Like life I got as fuck.
Not even close. Ethan, your turn.
Nope. Ray, I feel like it has something to do with a word I don't like, so...
Nope. No, it doesn't. Ray, you can take this one. Go ahead.
Do I look like I give a fuck?
Do I look like I give a fuck? Dilligaff.
Oh, okay. So it matches a resting bitch face.
I hate social media.
And it hates you.
That's fair. Hey, if I hate something, feel free to hate me back.
Oh. Like the marketing department?
Yeah, basically. No, they all like me for some reason. I hate it.
Again, charismatic. You should
put, okay.
Get good.
So, I got a question. Is there, what kind of office, do they have like a standard office chair?
They actually bought like $1,000 really like ergonomic nice chairs and these, they bought the height changing desks and everything. I was like, you guys are over the top with this stuff. It's crazy because when I went to my IT school, one of the big things they pushed was ergonomics, because it used to be in the, I think it was like the last two generations of like the IT certifications and everything. They used to teach ergonomics pretty hard. They don't anymore for some reason, but you know it was like an important thing, and you kind of realize why, because it really fucks you up if you don't take care of it, like, you know, getting carpal tunnel and fucking up your neck and back. But it was nice going into the office because I was like, wow, you guys actually somewhat care about this stuff. And then I was like, no, you just have money to blow. That's cool that you're spending it on stuff that you don't even care about. It's kind of nonsense.
How about a pay raise? No, so next time you're in, this is what I want you to do. You know, April 1st is a good day to do this, but get some air horns from the dollar store and then tape them to the base of the chair and then just have it like not locked, so like when they sit down, it goes down. And so when they do that, it will blow the air horn.
Here's the issue. They've got like spider legs on these chairs at the base. There's no, like, it just wouldn't work. Because what? The
spiders?
Yeah, instead of it just being like kind of flat for where the wheels are connected to, it goes up about, I don't know, almost a foot worth of height. And then the connection piece only dips down 2 inches underneath that. So there's like no room to do that. It's because these chairs go like super high if you want them to. It's so weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a weird design. I don't understand it.
Well, then there goes that idea. That would have been funny. Then, and if you put them on like every single chair and they all get hit as they come in for the day, that would have been awesome.
Man. It's like the one day I never want to show up for is April Fool's. Because either I'm playing a prank and I'm going to get a lot of hate for it because I'm pretty brutal with mine. Or it's going to be a bunch of, like, mediocre bullshit all day. And I'm just going to be like, oh, ha, funny, so good.
I guess I missed that with quarantine this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Have you done, like, a lot of pranks at work?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, between work and school. My most favorite one, definitely. We had a, like, metalworking class, and the entire ceiling of the class, it was concrete, and then they put like a steel plate over it, and that was the ceiling. So we all went into the high school after hours because they kept it unlocked because people would go in there and study, so they just like never locked the doors because it was just a small town. So we took everything in the classroom, and I mean everything, we were meticulous about it, and we basically flipped it upside down onto the ceiling. Chairs, desks, everything on the desk, everything was glued to the ceiling. And I remember the teacher walked in, and he's just literally said, nope, and took the day off. It was so great.
So you glued it, and not welded it or anything, just glued it?
Oh yeah, just glued it. And it was, we did it the right way, because we made sure, I forget what the name of it is, but it's like, the anti-glue shit, so it just dissolves the glue and only that. So we made sure, you know, it wasn't destructive. They could definitely take it down, and it was a glue they knew about. That metal shop teacher specifically knew about. But it was just like, yeah, we're just gonna fuck with him. It's gonna be so great, because we knew how he was gonna react, because he's really good about that kind of stuff. And the principal there loved us. So we're like, eh, we can get away with shit. Because it was like, at my other school, their prank was to take all of the chairs in the school and put it in one hallway. And I was like, that's a little mediocre. It's going to take them, like, maybe an hour to fix.
Again, a trait of charisma. Everyone likes you, so you think you can get away with everything. So, and there's that.
I mean, that's pretty fair.
God, you're such a fucking bard. Balls.
The biggest senior pranks at school.
I'm a cleric, thank you very much.
Sure. True. That conviction. It was your deity throwing it back. Jesus fuck.
That's a paladin, and I wish I could do that one.
Yeah.
Did you see that he made his own subclass for that?
Yep, it's already amazing. It was already sent to my DM, bud. I sent it to him like 3 days ago.
Yeah. Same. I'm starting to DM a campaign, and due dates for everybody to get their shit done is next Friday, and I'm trying to find a way to work that in so bad into this goddamn storyline, and I kind of think I have a way now, and I'm so excited to do it, because it's going to be hilarious, because I can't play the character, but I can play every NPC we got, so. Oh, man.
I miss D&D.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Brandon. Our group kind of dissolved.
It did. I want to get some online or something, try that out. But, you know, that's how it is. But then also, you know, one thing that's kind of, like, we haven't been able to do a lot is go to conventions. Mm. Like, every single one here in Utah is pretty much canceled for this year. Yep.
Unless you're a Monarch fan.
There's a few that have gone online. Huh?
Unless you're a soccer game.
I think, what, Pioneer Cup? That's going on right now?
Yeah, the Monarchs and all of them. It's bullshit. Anyways.
Oh, professional.
Continue.
Yeah, but like conventions. So, geek conventions, what we all go to and everything like that, you know? Some, like, recently, this past month, finally, like, the two biggest conventions here in Utah finally said, oh, we're not doing it this year, which is, you know, it's sad, you know, that I'm not going to be seeing a bunch of people or making, you know, these cosplay spotlight videos, but at the same time, is like, it's just going to get everyone sick, and it makes you think, like, what are we going to do for, like, conventions in the future? Should I just be wearing costumes that always have masks? Or something like that, or do I want to be attending these conventions, or what are the safety measures that everyone's going to be taking?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting, because everybody just thinks that, you know, as soon as the pandemic's over, that this is done and over with, and unfortunately it's not that simple, because it's still a disease, it's like the flu, it's never going to go away, it's just going to come in cycles, and it's going to kind of come in and out. And sometimes it's going to be worse, and sometimes it's not going to be as bad. But it's really just going to be dependent. So it's one of those things where these precautions that we're taking and everything right now are something that's going to have to continue to happen after this.
Well, like, it's be the same thing with airports since 9/11. You know, how much has changed, like, every year. But at the same time, you know, it's completely different. Like, most people, or, you know, a lot of people I know, they didn't know that there was not, like, this kind of security or searching or body scans back in, you know, before the 2000s. They don't know what it's like. You know, they're just used to waiting in line. Like, no, you just went through. They looked at your ticket, looked at your ID.
I mean, you used to be able to walk onto the tarmac. Yeah, you used to be able to walk onto the tarmac for a while, and then they shut that down because of all that.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But, you know, then the whole controversy with body scans that came after, and people were, like, very much against it. And like,
my privacy.
Yeah, the privacy whole thing, and like, people were, I guess, taking pictures of you know, females going through the body scanner and blah, 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 kind of thing like that, and it's kind of weird. I think the first time I went through a body scanner, I forgot the chapstick in my pocket, and they flagged me, like, what's in your pocket, you know, or something like that. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot my chapstick. So it's like, you can find stuff, but, you know, it's I've never actually seen pictures from the scan results of how, you know, body scans work. I don't know if it just automatically censors certain areas, or if it's just what, you know?
See, I think it was funny because my dad went and lived in Greece for a while, and he said it was funny when he flew into Europe, he started taking off his shoes and his belt, and the guy's like, you know this isn't America, right? You don't have to do all that.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a thing,
too. We definitely have a different structure. We definitely have a different structure here than other countries.
Yeah, but our structure is the best structure, and anybody else needs to get with the program.
Well, it's just amazing. Yeah, well, sure. It just becomes a part of what we're just used to now. It's weird to think that it was so different.
No, it's fair.
Well, you also hear, like, in the news, how many people, like, sometimes the news will say this, will just go, like, how many times people tried bringing guns on their carry-ons or knives? Like, I've seen videos of people just buying, like, bulk boxes of pocket knives that people tried to bring onto the plane.
Yep.
And it's like, it's the 2020s, you know? You're still trying to bring guns and pocket knives onto the plane? Like I do remember, you know, people used to shave in the bathroom on the plane, because there was always these razor cartridges that you could just, you know, dispose of right there. And, you know, it's just mind-boggling. Like, people that can buy these, you know, like, 30-pound boxes of pocket knives, and they go through and it's like, oh, this is nice, and kind of a thing. And it's quite interesting to see.
See, it's funny, because I can understand a pocket knife You know, it happens by accident. There's a lot of people who just always carry them on them. And it's one of those things, like, you get up
there.
They're
on their keychain.
Yeah, it's like one of those things you get up there and you're like, oh, damn, I forgot my pocket knife. Looks like I'm losing it. But a gun? How do you mistake that? Like, you have to put that on before you leave. You're trying to get that through security to not have, or to have your gun wherever you're going. Like, it, you have to be trying to get that. Whereas, like, a pocket knife, that's just a, oh, whoops, my bad. Here you go. And I,
yeah, that's just,
see, because, like, I did that once. I just, you know, I always had my pocket knife on me, and when I was going to boot camp, they were, like, getting up to the airport, and we were getting up to the, you know, x-ray and everything, and I was feeling around my pockets for stuff, and I was like, oh, damn, this is, like, my favorite pocket knife. Well, I just walked up to security, and I was like, I totally forgot this was here. Here you go. I'm gonna hate my life for the next while.
Did you get a replacement?
Yeah. The worst part was the job I came back to after that didn't allow me to have a pocket knife there, because they're like, oh, no weapons. I was like, but it's a pocket knife.
Oh, no weapons,
because
we're going to treat you. We're going to treat you bad that you'll want to stab us, and we want to make sure you don't stab us.
Yeah, no, it was when I was at Amazon, and they had the safety box cutters. They were the worst things on this planet. They're like this. They're like a weird hook with a tiny little razor blade on the inside that's impossible to get into stuff. And then they had, on the other end, it's this weird, super dull piece of metal that's supposed to help with cutting tape, and that's it. So if you actually need to cut up a box, good luck. They won't even, it was a nice thing being in IT, because we were allowed to have scissors for doing all the IT work. We would have the staff come over all the time and be like, hey, can we have a pair of scissors for a little bit? It was so bad. Yeah. Like, I understand being cautious over safety, but sometimes it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, you gotta make sure we don't poke our eyes out.
Oh, yeah.
No, shoot your eyes out.
Man, it's...
Shoot your eye out!
It's just one of those things where it's like, at Amazon, they'll basically hire anybody as long as you can pass a piss test. And as long as you can get
still
past...
do a piss test?
Yeah, no, literally, it's like a... It's like a 3-hour hire-on process. It's crazy. Because you apply, they take you in, do your quick interview, they do the piss test, and in 5 minutes they'll have the results, and then they start orientation if you pass. That simple. Jeez. Like, it's crazy fast.
Yeah, I drive past the Amazon warehouse, like, every day as I'm driving close to where... Caden lives, so because I gotta drive out to Purple like 2 to 3 times a day.
It's fair,
but you know, yeah. So I just drive. Aren't they like gonna be building a second warehouse here?
I mean, they already have 3 in Utah. So
wait, oh, do they really? Where are the other 2?
So they have I think it's called a Big and Awkward facility. So it's like, you know, if you were to buy a couch or something like that off of Amazon, they store that. And that's, I think, like 4 blocks down the road from the Amazon, just south. And then they built a, another small sort facility. And then they have the delivery station. That's usually where most of your packages get sent from, like the 1-day shipping or 2-day shipping. Mm-hmm. And then they're also working on building a data center out here, and they want to build another smaller warehouse a little bit south of here. Yeah, they're expanding like crazy out here, because believe it or not, Utah's like one of the biggest traffic areas for the rest of the country, because basically everything has to go through us to get from east to west coast.
Yeah, because everything used to go through Denver, but then weather always, you know, stops. Yep. Or does everything. So usually, like, Denver to Salt Lake is like, you know, Denver would do everything on the East Coast, Salt Lake would do everything on the West Coast. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Kind of handle all that. Because I know a lot of companies that when I was going through trying to get a new job, they're all making new warehouses here in Salt Lake so they could expand to the west side of the country. Because, you know, like, I-80 and 84, like, close, like, once a month, you know?
Yeah. No, it was huge, and it's crazy how much of a data hotspot we're becoming out here in Utah, too. We have so many different companies opening up data centers out here, because not only is there a great internet now that we have fiber, we also have, tons of tax stuff that helps out a lot of these businesses when they open up out here. So basically, it's like all the opening costs, and I think for about the first year, they don't have to pay a lot of taxes that they normally would, so it's so worth it for them to come out here.
The land's cheap as well.
Yeah, that's very true.
Or cheaper than California, the Silicon Slopes.
Yeah, it's dying out. That, and we're somewhat in the middle of the country between, you know, the East and Central and West Coast, so it's good to supply data to the rest of the country. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, everyone's building on all the desert that we have, expanding, point of the mountain, you know. Like, how many lanes wide is the interstate going through Orem? Like, 6 each side?
Something like that.
Oh, that's freaking crazy. We, like, need, like, another whole big interstate going through. Because it's just, 6 lanes is just ridiculous.
I'm just waiting for them to blow a hole through the Ochre Mountains from Tooele to South Jordan.
Yep.
That's going to be the next
big thing. Yeah, that would be nice. That will be a nice thing. I was actually thinking about that the next time, when I was driving through Tooele this past week. It's like, you know, I got to go through this stupid little construction thing with this stupid bridge that they're building on I-80. And I was like, I just want to go straight through.
I saw,
it saved a lot of time, you know?
I saw this great thing, and it was like, you know, showing road construction in Utah, and it was like, watch this progression of road construction in Utah, and it was just a solid picture of, like, a bunch of traffic cones on the road. I was like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's all it is winter and construction season. That's how it's always been. It's always orange cones, and I hate it.
Well, the issue is Utah builds everything out of concrete, but we still have a winter. So when winter comes around, all that water pours into the concrete, it freezes, ruins the concrete, and then they have to go back over it. It's so bad.
Well, it used to be asphalt, and it was 10 times worse. So they've just now kind of like, well, in the past decades, switching to concrete, which has actually saved quite a bit here in Bountiful of them repatching roads, because, like, if they patch it with the asphalt, they just, you know, like, 6 months later, the hole is back again, and it's probably even bigger. So with the cement, it's a lot easier to fix. You know, even just the weather is just bad on any type of road here.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, asphalt sucks in hot climates, but it does better in the cold. No, but it's just weird. Like, I remember going down the sidewalks here when I first moved out, and it was like they were all wonky and just messed up. And I was like, why the hell are they making all these out of concrete? Because back in Maine, it's like brick in a few spots where they want to be fancy, but everything else is just asphalt.
They made sidewalks asphalt?
Yeah. It's because asphalt doesn't have to worry about the whole freezing problem.
Again, fantasy land.
Yeah, fantasy land.
Your fantasy land. You know,
yeah, no.
Water pops is not a thing, and
yeah, roads are made out of asphalt. People are happy. Like, what the fuck is this?
Did you say people in Maine are happy?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know about Maine. I didn't read the books written by Tolkien or Rowling. I don't know what happens there.
I mean, you've read Stephen King, right? It's basically just that.
Oh, it's Stephen King land, fantasy land.
Yeah.
Oh, where, man, we go to the town of Derry.
It's Lisbon. That's where he's from. Thank you very much.
Well, Derry's in one of his
books.
No,
I don't think Stephen King was a lesbian. I think you're wrong about that, Ethan.
You never know, man. You never know. Some secrets people take to the grave.
Well, he's not dead yet.
Hey, but maybe he will take it to the grave, though.
Jesus.
On his deathbed, right, he's just like, I'm a lesbian.
God. It's like the same thing when people like live to be like 102 and they're like, what's your secret of life? I ate a pine cone every day. That's like that type of mysterious bullcrap. He's just saying it to mess with people's heads.
Yep. My grandfather would always make up stuff because he lived to be 107. So when he hit his hundreds, people just started asking him that question. And he's like, oh, I used to do jumping jacks, like 60 of them every day. But man, it was crazy because he didn't take a single pill his whole life unless he like broke an arm or something, and then even still. And by the time he was 107, he could still tell you what he had for breakfast every day and every life story he could ever imagine. And having a conversation with him was just fine. And then one day he just didn't wake up. It's like he was like, okay, I'm done.
That's
yeah.
Well, that's a good way to go.
Yeah, that's how
peaceful.
Death works.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Death can be very unpeaceful.
No, I meant like you're just done and you don't wake up again. Which, I mean, also isn't true because people have been dead and then come back before. I guess that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what about a chicken, you know? Like they still walk around for like 7 minutes if you cut their
chickens
head off.
Chickens don't fucking count. No.
I mean, most animals do that, including we're humans.
Yeah, we're talking like mankind, like humans, you know? You're dead, you're dead.
To be fair, the human body does still react for the first or the last couple of minutes after something like that. After death, it still will react to stuff.
Yeah, and like that one restaurant where it serves squid or octopus, and you pour that salty sauce on it, and it starts wiggling because the body reacts to it.
Yeah. See, man.
Which I think if I was there, I would lose my appetite.
No, then it's just a competition. No, I will eat you.
I like my calamari, but I don't want it wiggling. God, it's just like you're eating something, and it's just wiggling around in your mouth, and it's just like, no. It's supposed to be dead, not moving.
Wow, this has got a really weird texture to it.
I don't think I want to be on this team anymore.
I've never had a moving texture before. This is new.
I'm sorry. My mind was going somewhere and it shouldn't have gone there. But
it's okay, Brandon. Let your thoughts flow. I mean, it's not the only thing that's flowing, but, you know.
Oh, man. Okay, this is where I take my leave.
Alright, well, we're going to end it right there on this week's episode. So I want to thank you guys for joining us. For our listeners, go make sure you check out our Cracked Brain store. We still have our Jackalope tank tops for the summer and our Vermont shirts, right? Designed by our very own Ethan. I know I wore those both this past week. I like wearing my Jackalope shirts and people comment on it because Jackalopes are real. So
I love the Vermont one so much.
And also go check out our YouTube channel. It's kind of more of like a Halo month is what we're doing. Tuesday we are having Halo multiplayer where we did Infection. And I just absolutely love Ray in that episode. And then it is part two of our Halo Reach campaign on Thursday. So, yeah, guys, make sure you check those things out. And we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye, our shit.